Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again. We thirst for you.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Vales Taylor, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you on this Pentecost Sunday. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We thank God for this day, and we praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for Jesus died on the cross for us. He didn't just die, but he rose. Praise God. On the third day, he rose, praise God, and we thank God, amen, for just being God all by himself. Beloved, we want you to be encouraged today and know that God loves you. He cares about you, beloved, and he does have your best interests at heart. Praise God. We're coming to you this morning. Praise the Lord. And we're going to go into the word of the Lord. Amen. Just want to share a word with you today. Praise God as we prepare, amen, to go to the house of the Lord, and we pray that you're, amen, up and getting ready. But while you're getting ready, praise God, just take a few moments to visit with the Lord and with us, praise God, in the word of the Lord as we go before God in prayer this morning. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Father, for all that you have done for us. We thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. And Father God, we just ask right now, as we go into your word today, that Father, that you would encourage, that you would edify us, that you would just move and minister over these next few moments. Father, that you have your way. We thank you for this Resurrection Sunday, a time that, Father God, we can remember when Jesus died and rose. And Father God, not resurrection, but Pentecost Sunday. We can remember, oh God, even on the day of Pentecost, the people were in one place. They were in the upper room, and the Holy Ghost fell. And Father God, we want you to move today. Father God, we want you to just have your way all around the world. Father God, minister to the many men and women of God, Father God, that are worshiping you, seeking your face, just for a closer walk with you. So God, we ask that you, oh God, allow the Holy Ghost one more time to fall on us, refresh us, refill us, oh God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you. Father God, we love you and we appreciate you for all that you are and all that you're doing. Now, Father, have your way, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, I want to share a scripture with you out of Philippians chapter 3. The word says in verse 10 that I may know him. Hallelujah. And the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Now, this is a scripture that Paul and wrote, praise the Lord. He really was a man of God that knew Jesus because he spent time in his presence. He spent time, amen, before the Lord, praise God. So when you really, really, really want to know the Lord, amen, that means you really want to know who he is, hallelujah, and what he's all about, praise God. When you get in the presence of God, you can really know the Lord, praise the Lord. And we must have a close walk with Jesus. We must know him, praise God. It's not about knowing of him, but knowing him personally. Praise God, fellowshipping with the Lord. Amen. Constantly fellowshipping in prayer. Praise the Lord. Now, verse 11 says, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Praise God. Not as though I had already attained. Either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Now, what do you think it really means to know him? Again, it means to have a relationship with him. Amen. To walk with him in an intimate way. Praise God. Close. To be close to him. Praise God. For him to be close to you. And in order to be close to someone, you have to spend time with them. Praise God. You have to develop a relationship. Praise God. And when we get to know the Lord, we come to Jesus Christ. We give our lives to him. Praise God, we make a commitment to follow God. Amen. And we can know God in a real way. We can know him in an intimate way. Praise God, he is our friend. Jesus is our friend. Praise God, he's our big brother, but he's also a friend. Praise God, and he will walk with you. He will talk with you. He will lead you. He will guide you. Praise the Lord. So when we become one with Christ by trusting in him, we experience the power that raised him from the dead. The same mighty power, beloved, will help us live morally, live a clean life, amen, renewed and regenerated lives. But before we can walk in newness of life, we must die to sin. Praise God. We must make up our mind that we're not going to live according to the world, but we're going to live, praise God, pleasing to God. So just just as the resurrection gives us Christ's power to live for him, his crucifixion marks the death of our old sinful nature. We can't know the victory of the resurrection without personally applying the crucifixion. Paul said this in the scripture. He said, I die daily. We must mortify, put to death the dictates and appetites of the flesh. Now, I'm going to skip over to verse 12. It says, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after it that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of. Listen, Paul's goal was to know Christ, to be like him, and to be all that Christ had in mind for him. This goal took all of Paul's energies, beloved. We should not let anything take our eyes off of our goal of knowing Christ. We've got to set our affections on things above, not on things of this earth, praise God. It's not about pleasing man, but it's about pleasing God, staying and walking in the vein of the Holy Ghost. So we must lay aside everything that's harmful and forsake anything that would distract us from being effective Christians, anything that would deter us, praise God. Lay that aside. Amen. Let it down. Let it go. In other words, praise God. Now, praise God. I like this because Paul was a man that really let go of the old and he embraced the new. He embraced God. Amen. He knew where he had came from. Praise God. But he also knew what it was to be a Christian and to walk in the newness of life. He had to make a conscious choice to forget those things which were behind him and reach for what was before him. Amen. He forgot the ground he had covered in the race. He had to leave that go. Praise God. He realized that he could not waste time over the past. And a lot of times, praise God, we let things hinder us because we're staying stuck in the past. Beloved, you can't go forward if you're in the past. You must let things go. Amen. You must make up your mind that, look, I can't change it. I can't do anything about this. Whatever situation you may be in right now, praise God, and you're just stumbling and bumbling and because you're not making any progress. Beloved, let it go. Let it go and let God. Let God fix it. Let God do what needs to be done. But you make up your mind that you're going to go on with the Lord. Paul reached forward to that which was before him in the race. He pressed toward the goal with all of his strength to win. He ran for his life. And beloved, that's what we must do. We must run for our very lives. Praise God. Amen. Just run. Just run. Make up your mind. You're going to keep your eyes on the prize. Don't lose focus. Amen. You can get to know him today. Praise the Lord. You can get reconnected. Praise God. Amen. If you feel washed out, praise God, get on up. Praise God. Allow the Lord to refresh you. Allow him to refill you. Amen. We need many refillings. We need to be refreshed. This is Pentecost Sunday. Praise God. Let the power of the Holy Ghost come on in and refresh you one more time. Praise God. So you can get up from there where you are. Come on, somebody. Amen. And let the Lord do in you what he wants to do. Amen. There is a high calling. Amen, that we can reach for. But we must be willing to reach for it. We must be willing to obtain the ultimate prize. Praise God. It will call for us to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow after Jesus. And this is one thing, beloved, we have to do daily. Amen. We've got to remember that the important thing for us to do is to walk in the vein of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Spend time with God each and every day in prayer, fellowship, and worshiping him. Amen. Loving on him. Amen. Praising him for who he is. Come on. Is the God that is more than enough. Praise God. And he didn't bring you this far. Amen. To leave you now. Amen. God is faithful. Praise the Lord. And finally, praise God. Verse 15 says, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, being complete, being mature, amen, fully grown in the Spirit, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Listen, so our mind must be set to walk in perfection, completion again, as we said, which means also to be mature, praise God, and complete, to grow up, as we said. We must be thoroughly instructed and deeply experienced. Glory to God. I don't care how old we are. Praise God. There's always room for growth. There's room for us to grow. Amen. Every day we should be growing. We should be growing in God. We should be learning more about him. Praise God. And staying in the word. Keep the word before your eyes. Praise God. Make up your mind. Look, God, I need more of you. Just take time. Amen. To worship the Lord. Amen. Worship him in the beauty of holiness. Just recognizing a God for who he is, because he is a God that's more than enough. Praise God. We thank the Lord for his word. We praise him for his word. We want you to be encouraged. We want you to stay, amen, encouraged and know, amen, that God, praise God, is the God, again, that is more than enough. Praise God. Amen. Father, I thank you for this word today. And I'm asking you, dear Lord, to minister. Minister to us, Father. Help us to get to know you in a real way. Help us, Father God, to walk in the vein of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, I thank you for a refreshing and refilling, praise the Lord, even strengthening your ministers, your men servants, your maid servants today. Father God, we thank you for this great race that we're running. Because, Father, we want to obtain the prize. We want to reach our goal, and we're striving, Father God, with all that's within us. Now, you help your people today. You help us, Father God, and we thank you for it. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, We thank you for joining us today. You have been listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. The purpose of this ministry is simply to encourage, to equip, praise God, you in your walk with the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is a ministry, amen, that God has ordained for us to go forth in. And we're honored, praise the Lord, that God is allowing us, amen, just to go forth and speak his word. Praise God. So we want you to know that we are available to you, praise God, by way of Blog Talk. We thank God for this avenue that we can fellowship. We do want you to visit our website, www.setfreeoutreachministries.com. Praise the Lord. All of our information is there, even concerning our services. Praise God that we have. Amen. If you're in the Pueblo area, the surrounding area, praise God, and the Lord lays it upon your heart to come visit us, amen, you can come and worship with us. Praise the Lord. We are located at 2648 Santa Fe Drive, Suite 22, Pueblo, Colorado, 81006. Amen. If you'd like to email us, you may do us. You may email us. Amen. At Apostle Deborah at setfreeoutreachministries.org. Praise the Lord. You can just drop us an email. Praise God. If you'd like to call us, you can do that. Praise God. Go to our email. Amen. All of our information is there. Praise God. We thank God for what God is doing. Praise the Lord. If you need prayer, you can call us, amen, go to our website, or drop us an email, praise God. If the Lord lays it on your heart, amen, to donate, amen, send a donation in. You may do that by clicking the donate button on our homepage, praise God. You may send a seed, a love offering, amen, to be a blessing so that we can continue, amen, to preach the word. We're going to preach the word, amen, no matter what, because God has called us, praise God. And we're not doing this for any other reason but to uplift the name of Jesus. So if you need prayer, amen, once you come and visit, praise the Lord, come to one of our services. Go to our website. All of our order of services are there. We will be at our service this morning at 10 o'clock, intercessory prayer, 11 a.m. worship service, 6:30 this evening we'll be in service. Amen. Wednesday evening is our Bible Institute at 7 p.m. Amen. And on Saturday, 6 p.m. is our deliverance service. So, beloved, we thank God for you listening to us this morning. We pray that the Lord will bless you and keep you. Praise God that you will stay stirred up and encouraged in the Lord. Know that God loves you, beloved. He cares about you, and he is working all things out for your good because he loves you and he cares. My time is gone already. Praise the Lord. Amen. But we thank God for this opportunity. We pray that the Lord will keep you and that he will bless you. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Continue to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Amen. Until we meet again, God bless you is my prayer.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at Set Free Outreach Ministries at hotmail.com. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 2456, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you because he loves you and he cares.
A place where you